So, welcome to the next edition of the Rare Business podcast. With me today, I have Mike Volpe.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I know that you've been with HubSpot. You're the CMO of HubSpot. You've been there for, was that 3 years now?
Oh, is it almost 5 years?
Oh, yeah. Almost 5 years. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and the work that you do, and what's, you know, what keeps you busy sort of day to day. And then we'll kind of have a bit of a chat about inbound marketing.
Sure. I run marketing for HubSpot. We're a B2B company. We sell marketing software.
Yeah.
It's this all-in-one inbound marketing software system, and we're about 400 employees now. Mm-hmm. We have 8,000 customers around the world, and so I get to have fun doing marketing all day. I get to do marketing to marketers about a marketing software product. So if you love marketing, it's kind of a triple dose of what you love.
And also, you've just raised $35 million, I hear.
That's right. Yeah, I just closed that yesterday.
So that's pretty much hot off the press. So what next? World domination? You just expanded into Europe as well, Dublin office?
Yeah, we opened an office in Dublin to serve the European market, which we're very excited about. We just closed another round of financing of another $35 million. So things are going really well. You know, the tons of new customers, our customers are being successful, and really that's what it boils down to. If you have successful customers and your business is growing, people want to invest, and it gives you an opportunity to continue to grow.
Okay, so first off, what I want to ask you is that, so why is, do you think, inbound marketing, content marketing, why is it becoming so important? Why is it shooting up the agenda?
I really feel like people are realizing more and more that the customer is in control. And the whole notion of inbound is you're recognizing that the customer is now in control. They decide whether or not to be your friend on Facebook, whether or not to follow you on Twitter, whether or not to subscribe to your blog. And they have the power to filter out your cold calls because they have caller ID. They have the power to fast forward through your advertisements on television. They have the power to consume podcasts instead of radio shows to avoid advertising and things like that.
Yeah.
So the consumer's in control. And I think once you acknowledge that, you realize that your marketing needs to be turned around the other way. And that's what I think the big focus on inbound is coming from.
Okay. And so the growth of inbound marketing, I mean, how does that affect sort of traditional outbound, more sort of broadcast, above the line sort of marketing? How do you see that playing out? Are they complementary, or are they competitive, or are they both?
I think the answer is both. I think that most businesses, if maybe 10% of their marketing is inbound, 90% is sort of traditional advertising, they really do need to make a shift. And our ratio is almost the opposite. It's about 75% of our lead generation is inbound.
Okay.
Those leads cost us half as much, and they close into customers at a 3 times higher rate.
Okay.
So my sales team loves them, right? My CFO also loves them.
Yep.
And they're both saying, how do you do more of that? And I say, well, we're trying to hire more content people and more bloggers and more social people to do more of the inbound. But, you know, we do augment it with a bunch of the paid as well.
Yep.
And it's, again, it's about, for us, it's about 25%. And I think that, you know, 75, 80% of it being inbound is probably about the right ratio. But I do think most companies are the other way around.
Right.
And so it's maybe not that the advertising goes to zero, because there are some reasons and some benefits for that, but I do think that most companies have the ratio sort of backwards.
Okay. And that, do you think they'll be forced to shift over time?
I think that there's always going to be examples of companies that are sort of the very, very latecomers to any new game, but
yeah.
I think that, yeah, I think there's definitely a huge shift going on. I think when you look at the economics of it, doing inbound is lower cost and more effective. I think that there's just natural forces that are pulling people in that direction.
I mean, the internet's been around for a while, Google's dominated the search engine for a while, but we're still early days in this, aren't we?
Well, I think that, you know, you talk about Google dominating search, they're scared of Facebook, right?
Yeah,
and all the data that Facebook has and how that could affect search in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they, you know, have, you know, first, you know, the Google Buzz and then Google Plus, and they're trying to figure out the social side of things because they want that social data to make search more relevant on a one-to-one basis. So
sure.
You talk about, you know, monopolistic companies like Google that have all this data and have a huge dominant position. Things can change very quickly on the web, right?
Sure, that's fair.
And so I think you're right. I think we're, as you said, in very much in the early days, and we need to all pay attention to this
okay.
stuff.
We heard earlier on, because we're at the Inbound Marketing UK conference, we heard him early on from David Muirman Scott, and he said that the biggest barrier to inbound or content marketing is fear. And is it fear of what exactly? Is it just fear
change?
Of new stuff, change.
I mean, I think fear of lots of things. Yeah, some people are afraid of creating content. Some people are afraid of making a change in their business. Some people are just afraid of the unknown. Some people are just afraid of trying to do something that hundreds and hundreds, you know, tens of thousands or millions of their friends haven't, you know, done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of it is just that. And I think that, you know, the companies. The interesting part about marketing, though, overall, is if you're one of the first companies to do something, you typically get great results, much better results than the third, fourth, fifth, tenth company to do it.
Sure.
And so I think there's some really good reasons why jumping in earlier gets you some outsized results.
Do you think, I mean, this sort of leads on to my next question, which is around what would you say to a marketer or a small business or an entrepreneur that's gone, right, fine, the economics look great, but it requires a lot more time and energy sort of invested in it. I'm not really sure, it's all very new. What would you say to them? What would be the first thing that you say? Where would you say that they should start?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously don't be afraid, which gets to what we were just talking about, but I think that a lot of it really comes down to, at least the beginning parts of inbound marketing is really more about content and then all the tools that help support that. So I think that blogging is kind of a really, really good way to start. I think that for people that usually get their start only within the social tools, I feel like they're missing the underpinnings of what is the home base and what are the things that they're contributing to the community that are of value.
Yeah.
It's really hard for most of us, especially businesses, to be interesting in a 140 character status update.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe comedians or celebrities, they can do it. But as a business, I think you need a blog, a little bit longer form content to have something interesting to contribute to the conversation.
Well, I think there's also, I saw an interesting story the other day which said that the half-life of a Facebook post or a Facebook update is like 23 minutes or something.
Yeah, interesting.
Of which I thought, blimey.
And yeah, and a Twitter feed is probably, Twitter is probably, you know, 2.3 minutes.
Right? Or 0.23 seconds.
Yeah, or even shorter.
Depending if you're looking at your
But a blog article is probably 23 hours or something. It's longer. Yeah.
And so I think that's quite interesting. But at least you can take that. But if you've got control of it, you can recycle it and then you can repurpose it and all of those different things, which are really important.
Yeah.
But, you know, but also a lot of people will turn around and say, I don't have time for this, or I need to figure out how to do it. I mean, should everybody be getting involved in creating content and writing? I mean, everybody from the CEO down to the person that's on the front line. What do you think?
I mean, I think anyone who has content that is valuable and interesting to the buyer personas that you target should be creating content.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always do. Mm-hmm. They're not always good at it. Sometimes they're scared of it. But if they can provide value to the person you're trying to attract, then yeah. And that might be, you know, the frontline customer service person. It might be the CEO. It might be someone else. But the whole goal is to provide value to your customers and your potential customers.
Fantastic. So one final question that I always end all my sort of podcast interviews on. And that is, what would you like to shamelessly plug?
I love the opportunity to do that. You know, probably the easiest thing for me to shamelessly plug would be Marketing Grader. So if you go to marketing.grader.com, like you're getting a grade in school,
okay.
it will grade your marketing. So you put in the URL of your company. You can actually put some competitors in there as well.
Okay.
And it does a scan of your social presence, your blog, your website, and it comes back with this sort of, you know, integrated report about all the things you're doing right and wrong. And you can compare yourself against other folks. And that's kind of our free product. So if you go to marketing.grader.com, just check that out and get a free report.
Fantastic. Mike, thank you so much. I'll get all that linked up, get it all out, and I'll let you know when it goes live. And any help with promotion would be most appreciated.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Happy to do it. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.